How are you doing, Tom?
Dad!
What?
You're supposed to be in bed.
I couldn't sleep.
The whole point of me doing the milking is so you can have a lie in.
Mum was tossing and turning all night. Then she got up to make a cup of tea.
Oh, dear.
And I just couldn't settle. But I'll walk the cows back out, if you like.
Up to you.
Well, I'm sure you've got things to do today.
Well, I did promise I'd take Brenda shopping.
It's very brave of you.
I know. So we've got to get some more furniture for when we move.
Well, that's not this week, is it?
No, week after. But this is literally the only day Brenda and I are free. We need a sofa, chairs, a table. Go on, off you go.
Well, let me finish off in here.
No. There's only one more lot to come through.
Well, look, don't worry about this afternoon.
No, I promised. I'll do both lots of milking.
Oh, but if you're busy...
We'll be back by 2 at the latest. Believe me, Dad, Felpisham Furniture Warehouse on a Sunday is not my idea of fun. We'll be in there, do the biz, and straight out.
Well, if you're sure.
I want to help, Dad. What Matt is trying to do is so out of order. I just want to, well, you know, show a bit of solidarity.
Okay, thanks.
To be honest, what I want to do is find a bunch of travellers and get them to set up camp on his back lawn.
Yeah, that'd be good.
See how he likes having his home space invaded. Come on, in you come.
Well, it's just so annoying that tomorrow's a bank holiday.
Why?
Well, I've sent the tenancy agreement off to the TFA.
Oh, yeah, you said.
I'm not holding out a lot of hope. Your mum found the clause in there. You know, the one that says the landlord can get possession of bits of the farm.
And you never noticed it before?
Well, we never looked at it. We haven't done for years. But Matt must have.
Yeah, well, he's a chancer, Dad. He'll have a punt at anything if he thinks there's the tiniest possibility of making a few quid.
Yeah, but supposing he's right?
Now, stop it. You've got to think positive. We're going to fight this, and we're going to win.
I think you should go over straight after breakfast.
But you told me Matt was away this weekend.
No.
You did? You said he was on some business trip.
That was yesterday. He got back late last night. I've just spoken to Lillian on the phone.
Well, if he got back late, he's not going to thank me for barging in on him first thing Sunday morning.
You're just making excuses.
I'm not. It's just much better to wait till tomorrow when he's back in the office.
Tomorrow's a bank holiday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And this isn't just business, Brian. It's about my family. It's my brother. And I'm getting an awful lot of flack.
And Lillian's brother, don't forget. She's in a much better position than me.
Lillian's not on the board of Borchester Land. You are.
I know, but...
And that's the difference. And it's Borchester Land who are Tony's landlord, not Matt.
I know.
So he can't just wade in and do this without consulting the rest of you, can he?
Well, maybe it was discussed at a meeting I missed.
You see the minute, surely.
Well, yes.
I had Mum on the phone for half an hour last night, wanting to know how on earth you could let this happen.
But I don't remember Bridge Farm ever being mentioned.
And I'm taking Rory over to Lower Loxley today to play with the twins.
Yeah, you say.
So doubtless I should get the third degree from Elizabeth and Nigel.
Well, you think they'll have heard?
But of course they'll have heard. Everybody's heard. And you promised, Brian. You said you'd talk to Matt.
Oh, all right. I'll give him a ring.
Well, better do it face to face.
To see if he's free this afternoon.
Nigel?
What?
It's nearly opening time.
Oh, okay.
Have you done the float for the main gate?
It's all ready. It's in the safe.
Okay. It's not going to get any better if you stare at it.
Oh, I know, Lizzie. I know. It's just such an eyesore.
Yes, it's horrid, isn't it?
It offends me every time I look across the lawn. Instead of our beautiful vista, all I can see is safety barriers and hazard warning tape.
Well, we can't take any chances.
I know.
Someone fell and broke their neck.
I just wish I never dug out the ha-ha in the first place.
You don't mean that.
The old fence wasn't so bad, really, was it?
Yes, it was. It was ugly and inappropriate.
Not as bad as this. Maybe I should just get in a bricklayer.
No, Nigel.
Have a new retaining wall built.
You know you wouldn't be happy. Every time you looked at it, you'd be thinking, oh, I wish I'd done that properly.
But if I can't find a dry stone wall...
You will. Now, come on, we're due to open.
I must just check on the new boiler room.
What for?
I went in last night and the paint didn't seem to be drying properly.
And what are you proposing to do about it?
Not a lot I can do.
Exactly.
It's just the container for the wood pellets is going in on Tuesday.
Well, in 2 days' time. I'm sure the paint will be dry by then.
And they're fitting the boiler on Wednesday. I just hope we can get it up running by the end of the week.
As long as the wood pellets are delivered.
We've only got enough oil left for about 4 days.
Is that all?
Well, I didn't want to order any more.
That's cutting it a little bit fine, don't you think?
We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Well, let's worry about that after the weekend, shall we?
Yeah.
Now, come on, the public will be clamouring at the gates.
Have a seat, Brian. Make yourself at home.
I apologise for disturbing your weekend.
Drink?
No, not for me, thanks.
You don't mind if I do?
No, you carry on.
I'd offer you a cup of tea, but Lillian's just gone over to her mum's and I've never really got the hang of tea.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
So, Bridge Farm.
Yes.
Tony's been getting at you, has he?
Well, it's not just Tony, it's the whole family.
Tell me about it.
Has Lillian?
No, not Lillian so much. She knows not to meddle in my business affairs, but Peggy.
Yes, well, she's been on the phone to Jenny.
Well, it was only to be expected. We knew when we agreed the policy, didn't we, that there was bound to be objections.
When you say we...
Yeah, the board, Borchester Land.
What, we agreed a policy?
Of course we did, you remember?
Well, the first I heard about this was when Tony came banging on my door on Friday.
Oh, come on, Brian, it was... Well, I can't remember exactly, but the back end of last year, we discussed it in some detail.
Bridge Farm's barn?
No, not specifically Bridge Farm, but we agreed to look at all the unused buildings on Borchester Land Holdings with a view to redevelopment.
Did we?
You were definitely there, but... and I don't think you were asleep. I didn't notice.
Now, hang on. Look, I remember we talked about the old grain store at Red House Farm and some outbuildings down at Overton.
That's right, there was a whole list of them.
But Bridge Farm was never mentioned.
No, well, the initial list was by no means definitive.
And I thought we were talking about farms that are no longer tenanted.
No, all Borchester Land Holdings.
And unused buildings.
Yeah.
But Pat and Tony use that barn.
Well, they stash a few vegetables in there, that's all.
It's their pack house, Matt.
They can use any old building for that.
It's a vital part of their operation, so they say.
But it doesn't have to be in that building.
Well, maybe
not. It's a waste of a fantastic resource.
Matt, Tony is your brother-in-law.
Well, not strictly speaking, he's not.
Oh, come on, don't split hairs. He's family.
He's also my tenant, our... Tenant.
You can't do this.
Brian, I wouldn't be where I am today if I let sentiment cloud my judgment. That barn is just crying out for redevelopment, and we, the board of Borchester Land, are duty-bound to make the best use of our assets. End of.
Is it selling well?
Fantastically. Kathy's organised it so people can taste it here and in the restaurant. And I reckon well over half the people who taste it buy a bottle. Or two.
Must be good, then.
Haven't you tried it?
No, not yet.
Oh, heavens. Here, have a taste. Here you are.
Thank you.
I think it's brilliant.
Mmm.
It's a great improvement on last year's.
Mmm.
It's a sharper, cleaner taste.
Oh, that is really good.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, yes, I'll take 6 bottles, please. Oh,
that's what I like to hear. I'll give you 20% off.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
It's standard family discount.
Oh, right then. Let me just find my card. There you are.
Thanks.
You're going to miss Kathy when she goes, aren't you?
We certainly are. We depend on her so much. Would you like to enter your PIN?
Okay.
She's given us 3 months' notice, so we've got a bit of time to find someone. But it's not going to be easy.
Ah, Jennifer, there you are.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
Not in any hurry to get home, are you?
Not especially, no.
Jennifer's just bought 6 bottles of wine.
It's awfully good.
Oh, do you think so? I'm very pleased with it, I must say.
Is Rory behaving himself?
Yes. Well, that's what I wanted to say. I put him on the tag-along on the back of my bike, and he absolutely loves it.
Oh, I bet he does.
And the kids want to go for a ride around the Arboretum, so can I take him along?
Well, of course.
We'll be back by 4.
I'm so grateful to you for looking after him.
He loves being with the twins.
I know.
Well, any time you want to leave him here over half term.
Oh, thanks. I might well take you up on that.
By the way, what's all this about Matt trying to take over Pat and Tony's barn?
Don't remind me.
It's true, then?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's not just Matt. It's Borchester Land.
But isn't Brian...
Yep. Brian is on the board. But he says he knows nothing about it.
I knew going at the weekend was a mistake. It took us 20 minutes just to get into the car park.
Oh, dear.
And the store was full of families, you know, like they'd gone there for a day out.
Yeah.
Gangs of children rushing around the place, and prams and buggies clogging up the aisles.
My idea of hell.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Still, it's done. We're now the proud owners of a table and four chairs and a bright red sofa. Come on, old girl, get a move on. Dad?
Yeah?
What are you looking at?
Well, I was just wondering.
What?
That shed. If we move the machinery into the Dutch barn and built an extension onto the back, it still wouldn't be big enough.
What for?
Well, I was just thinking, if we lose the pack house...
We are not going to lose it.
Yeah, but if we do...
There's no way I can do the veg boxes in that shed. Extension or no extension.
I just don't know where else.
We're not going to lose the barn. Matt is simply not going to get away with it. Now, why don't you go and have a cup of tea
while I... Oh, look, there's Brian.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Any news?
Yes. I thought I'd better come straight over.
You've seen him?
Yes. I've just been at the Dower House.
And?
No joy, I'm afraid.
But you said that Matt was doing this without the knowledge of the board.
Well, that's what I thought.
But you're on the board.
Yes, yes.
And you knew nothing about it.
Well, I thought I didn't.
What?
There was this proposal put to the board last year sometime about developing redundant buildings. And I imagine that meant just the in-hand places.
You're telling me you voted for this?
Well, it never occurred to me it might include Bridge Farm.
You didn't think to question it?
Has no one ever told you about reading the small print?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's a bit late for that.
Can't you go back to the board and say you were misled?
Wouldn't do any good, I'm afraid. The rest of them are all in favour. I'm outnumbered. And Matt's absolutely determined to press ahead. Nothing I can do or say is going to change his mind.
Now, come on, George, don't be silly.
I don't like it.
Yes, you do.
It's tuna. You love tuna.
I made it for you specially.
Mmm. It's really yummy.
Mmm. Oh, come on, sweetheart, just one more spoonful.
No, I don't want it.
Well, you know what happens to boys who won't eat their lunch, don't you? They don't get to go to the fair this afternoon.
Oh, Susan.
And you've been looking forward to that, haven't you, eh? Going over to Lower Loxley.
Can we come in? Oh, sorry, you're still eating lunch.
Oh, it's okay, Mike.
No, I'll come back later.
No, come on in. Oh,
George, sit up properly.
We're nearly done.
Animal.
George! Oh, come back here.
No, do you want me to...
No, leave it be.
Neil!
He's not going to eat it. Oh. There's no point trying to force him. I'll just go and turn on the telly for him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't know what's got into him lately.
Playing up, is he?
Oh, he used to be really good about food. He was never picky. He'd eat whatever you put in front of him. But just lately...
I thought Will usually had him weekends.
Oh, he's working. He dropped George back this morning. And Emma's working at Jack's today as well.
Sorry about that.
No. We know how it can be with little kids.
He's getting worse, though, isn't he, Neil?
Oh, he's all right.
No, Emma said the same thing. Whenever he comes back after he's been with Will, he's stroppy and he won't do as he's told.
Oh, he likes being with his dad, doesn't he?
I reckon Will's spoiling him, giving him crisps and sweets and stuff.
In between all the rubbish he gets from Ivy.
Neil?
Oh, the joys of being a grandparent, eh?
How's little Abby?
Oh, she's fine. Put on over a pound last week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's really thriving now. That's why I come over, actually. I thought Roy and Ailey could do with a bit of time alone with her. And Phoebe's out with one of her little school friends.
Well, actually, we were planning on going over Lower Loxley this afternoon.
Yeah, I know you said, I just wondered, would you mind if I tagged along?
Oh, no, of course not.
Only I want to have a word with Nigel about his ha-ha.
I'm not sure George deserves to be taken to the fair.
Well, that's a bit harsh, love.
Well...
Just because he wouldn't eat his lunch.
You've got to be consistent with kids.
Yeah, I know.
You can't keep changing the rules.
But sometimes you've got to be a bit flexible. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, that's where a lot of parents go wrong. Too much flexibility.
Well, maybe you're right.
Anyway, look, let's have a cup of tea, eh?
Now, that is a good idea.
I wasn't expecting to see you today.
What, bank holiday at Lower Loxley? We sell more ice cream here than at any other event.
Good-o. Oh, I heard what happened, by the way.
What?
Matt Crawford in your bar.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to fight it, of course.
Yes, of course.
So, is Cathy here today?
Yes, bless her.
She's doing a nature walk with a bunch of kids.
Really?
Yeah, she's covering for Hayley.
You're going to miss her when she leaves.
Yes, dreadfully. Although the good news is Lorna said that she's going to apply for the job.
Who's Lorna?
She's been temping for us. Well, covering for Kathy ever since, you know, before the trial and everything.
Oh, the woman in the shop. Dark hair, quite short.
That's right. She's really good. I didn't think she wanted a full-time job, but she says she's enjoyed working here so much.
Oh, that's nice.
And, of course, she's familiar with our systems, so the handover will be so much more simple.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. And keep your fingers crossed that big black cloud over there is not heading this way.
Oh, dear. Don't like the look of that one little bit.
Please, don't let me down again. Oh, come on! Come on! Oh. Oh, I don't believe this! Oh. How? Roy and Ailey took her up to visit Jack Woolley yesterday.
Ah. Did he know who they were?
I think so, yeah. He still recognises people, but Ailey said he had no idea where the baby came from.
Can I have a burger?
A burger? Oh, George, on his sleigh.
Please?
Oh, I want to go on the carousel. Wouldn't you like to come on the carousel with me, George?
What?
Oh, there, you see? With the horses going round and round.
Yeah, that looks like loads of fun.
Yeah, doesn't it? Just. Yeah. Shall we have a ride on that?
Yeah!
Great! Well, come on then. We'll all walk over that way, shall we?
So, Jack didn't know about little Abby arriving so early and everything?
Oh, we had no idea.
Can we ride on horses?
That's right, yeah, round and round on the horses.
Yeah, he said he didn't remember that she and Roy were married, let alone that she'd been pregnant.
Oh, isn't that sad?
I think Roy finds it particularly hard to take. Because, of course, he remembers Jack when he was still running Grey Gables.
Yeah, it's hard to believe now, isn't it? That he was a really sharp businessman.
Yeah, I know. But Ailey said he was lovely with Abby. He held her, he was really gentle with her, and she didn't mind one little bit.
Oh, bless.
Oh, look, here's Pat.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know she was going to be here today. Afternoon, Pat.
Oh, hello.
Ice cream.
Oh, Lord.
Can I have ice cream?
Maybe after we've been on the carousel, eh?
Oh, look, why don't you take him off, Neil?
I want the ice cream.
Oh. You can't have ice cream before you ride on the horses, because you'd be sick.
I wouldn't.
Well, let's not risk it, eh? So, horses first and ice cream after, eh? Come on, Georgie boy, you come along with me.
Oh, sorry about that.
What?
I sometimes feel like the White Witch of Narnia putting temptation under the noses of small children.
Oh, don't worry, it's not your fault. Georgie's just being a little so-and-so today.
Listen, I want to try and find Nigel, so what do you reckon, Susan? Shall we meet down by the orangery about an hour, have a cup of tea?
Oh, okay.
Right, I'll see you then. Oh, cheers, Pat.
Bye.
So, tell me, is it true?
What?
That Matt Crawford wants to turn your barn into luxury apartments?
Well, Dad, it's me. Look, the car's just died on me, so if you can come and get me, do you think? I'm on the Borchester Road. I've just come off the bypass. I can start walking back, because I'm supposed to be at Grange Farm, but look, if you get this message... Well, the thing is, it's just starting to tip it down with rain. I'll see you. Oh, please, no.
To the car?
I don't know. It's just stopped.
Well, get in. I'll give you a lift.
No, it's okay. I can walk.
Well, don't be daft.
I just left a message for my dad.
I suppose he don't get it. Come on, Ed. It's tipping it down.
Yeah, all right.
Now, I got a customer on the milk round, and a couple of weeks ago, some idiot drove into the wall in front of her house and knocked part of it down.
Oh, dear.
Well, I thought no more about it till the other day. I saw this bloke rebuilding it, slotting all the old stones back into place.
It was a dry stone wall?
Well, apparently. So I stopped and asked him, did he do it for a living? He said no, he was more of an amateur. But then, so are most dry stone wallers these days.
Really?
Yeah, well, this bloke used to be a school teacher, just taking it up since he retired. So I told him about your ha-ha.
What did he say?
He's not surprised it's falling down. Very unusual, he said, for you to dig out an old ha-ha and find the wall intact.
I should have paid more attention. It just looks more or less okay.
Anyway, he's given me his card. There you go. Eric Donnelly. He said if you'd like to give him a ring, he'll come over and have a look.
Oh, Mike. That is brilliant. I was really beginning to despair of finding anyone.
Well, probably won't be able to do the job himself.
No?
Well, not the whole thing, anyway. But what he does do, this chap, he runs courses. Recruits local people, shows them how to do it, and then they get on and finish the job.
Oh, a sort of community project.
Yeah.
I'd love to learn how to do it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind having a go myself at all.
Just one thing, Mike.
Huh?
Did you mention the badgers?
Of course I did. Blimmin' things. Had my way, I'd shoot the lot of them.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's not the badgers'
fault.
Yeah,
well, it ain't our cow's fault they got TB neither. Anyway, let's not get into that argument. I told Eric you had a problem with badgers, and he said it wouldn't be the first time he'd had to build around a set. It can be done, apparently.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Mike. You've really made my day.
Ah, well, I don't want to spoil things, but I think we better make a run for it. Here comes the rain.
Oh, no.
So have you been...
Tower Things. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask if you've been working today.
Yeah, I have.
What were you going to say?
Oh, it was nothing. I just... So, you want to go to Grange Farm, yeah?
Yeah, I'm late for milking.
All right. So how are things?
What things?
Well, you know, life in general.
Well, we got TB in the herd.
Oh, yeah, herd.
That's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, but apart from that, things are pretty much okay.
Oh, good.
At least the words on my blooming car broke down.
Yeah. Oh, Ed, this is stupid.
What is?
Look, when we met the other week, when I came to collect George, I'm really sorry if I overstepped the mark.
No, it's okay.
I didn't mean to, you know, drag up the past.
No, don't worry about it.
Make you feel uncomfortable.
No, you didn't.
Well, I know, and... I accept that you're with Fallon now, and if she makes you happy...
Yes, she does.
Well, then I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Look, the entrance is just up here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, look, the cows are all lined up waiting, and I'm late.
No, I meant what I said about missing you and the good times we had together. Well, I'd really like it if we could at least be friends again, you know?
I'm sorry, Em.
What?
That I don't think it's possible for us to be just friends.
Why not?
There's too much history.
Oh, come on, Ed.
I'm serious.
But it's all so long ago now.
It's not that long.
And you've moved on. Got a good job and a new girlfriend.
Have you moved on?
Yeah. Of course I have.
Right.
Of course I've moved on.
Yeah, okay.
What, don't you believe me?
Yeah, I believe you.
So?
So nothing. I just can't do it, Em. Sorry.
Why not?
I just can't. It's too hard. There's just so much baggage. Don't think we could ever get past that.
Well, we won't know unless we try.
But it's just not possible.
Ed, I really don't understand.
Then you're just going to have to take my word for it. It's not going to happen, Em. I'm sorry.
But, Ed...
Don't keep asking me, please. Oh, thanks for the lift.
Ruth?
Oh, hey.
Just so you know, I've given the boys their breakfast and they're going to come with me to look at the hay crop.
Okay.
But there's no sign of Pip and Izzy.
You'd think there would be. I don't suppose those two will surface till lunchtime at the earliest.
No.
I bet they were sat up half the night gossiping.
Yeah. It's just such a beautiful morning, seems a shame to waste it.
And when you were a teenager, you were up with the lark every morning, were you?
Well, no.
Even during half term?
Yeah, but Pip did say she'd make some new display boards for Farm Sunday.
She's got all week.
About the anaerobic digester.
She doesn't have to do it today.
Well, she suggested that we should put Bert's model up in the barn and she'd do some boards explaining how it works.
Good idea. Right, this lot are all done. Can you open the gate for us?
Okay. Come on. All right, you come.
Talking of Farm Sunday.
Yeah, what?
I'm worried about that bit of wetland down by the river.
Why?
Do you think we should tape it off?
Tape it off?
We don't want everyone walking across it. It's okay if they stick to the path.
Well, people will do that anyway.
I wouldn't be so sure. We don't want the flowers trampled.
Well, let's leave it. They'll probably be fine.
Exactly. Come on, you lot.
Remember when we were planning the school visit?
Well, that was different.
Why?
Oh, because the school kids were all in a group. And we were with them, and the teachers were with them the whole time. But with this, there's going to be lots of people wandering round unsupervised.
Well, it just looks so nice, that wetland. It's really going to ruin the effect if we put hazard warning tape around it.
On your head be it then.
Well, maybe if we just put up a large sign, beware of the bog.
Actually, that's a really good idea.
Well, don't sound so surprised.
When I've done that, I'm going to get the digger out. Give it a good old rub down, bit of grease. In fact, you know what I could do?
What?
Give a demonstration.
What of?
The digger.
Oh, no.
Remember that disco digger routine me and Fat Paul used to do?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
In fact, I could charge people a couple of quid and let them have a go.
Certainly not.
Why not?
You spent all that time with Tony going through the risk assessment.
So I know the hazards.
It's going to be little kids wandering around. And if you have some amateur driving, the
fence a bit off. There's plenty of room in the field, after all.
No, Eddie. Besides, you were supposed to be showing folks round, explaining stuff to them.
Well, Dad can do that, and Edward.
And it's awfully noisy, that digger.
No, it ain't.
We're going to have people sitting outside having tea.
Well, I'll do it down the other end, away from the cider shed. And any road, I'm going to set up the PA system.
What for?
We entertain folks with a selection of country and western classics.
Oh, don't you think, Eddie?
That'll drain out the noise of the digger.
Don't you think? If people's coming for a nice day out in Ambridge, they might prefer to hear the sounds of the countryside.
Like what?
Birds and stuff. Oh, hello, love.
Morning.
You finished milking already?
What do you mean, already?
Well, you're not usually young by this time.
It's 8:30, Eddie.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm later than usual because I had to walk.
Oh, yeah. You want me to have a look at the car, don't you?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'll do that now.
So what do you want for your breakfast, lovey?
Oh, I don't think I'll bother, thanks, Mum.
What, no breakfast?
I'll grab a cup of tea if there's one going.
Yeah, now this will be stewed. I'll put the kettle on for you.
Oh, I reckon I'll go back to bed for a couple of hours. I didn't sleep too well last night.
Oh, it's not like you.
No.
Yeah, it happens though, doesn't it? And you got a lot on your mind.
Yeah.
The old brain just keeps churning away.
You got something on your mind, love?
No, nothing. Nothing in particular.
Oh, they got TB in the air, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's enough to keep anyone awake at night, that is.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big worry.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing. Ah, gotcha.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Well, you reckon the weather's going to hold, do you?
What?
For haymaking.
Oh, don't know.
Well, I assume that's why you're doing the baler.
The hay took a bit of battering in the rain yesterday. Don't know why we still bother with it.
It's useful to have a few small bales.
Well, that's what I keep telling myself. If I'm honest, it's not really worth the hassle.
Well, it was quite a storm, wasn't it? It's all right. I'll get it.
Thank you. I was hoping I could get it done this week, but I'm not so sure now.
The forecast is good for the next few days.
Forecast was good for yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm reckoning on a dry spell. We've got Eddie coming over this afternoon to help me get my irrigation set up, just in case.
All right. Anyway, I presume you didn't come over here to discuss the weather.
No, I wanted to pick your brains, actually.
Oh, yeah, pick away.
Well, I remember you telling me about one of the Hassett Hills farmers having trouble with his landlord.
Did I?
Last year sometime. Something about disputed access?
Oh, yeah, you mean Nick Spring over at Waterley Cross. Yeah, that's right. His landlord tried to claim some right-of-way across his yard.
And didn't he employ a consultant?
Yes, he did. Yeah, brilliant bloke. Sorted the whole thing up, sent the landlord packing.
You don't happen to remember his name?
What, the consultant?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not. But I can easily find out.
Only I've had the TFA on the phone this morning.
Oh, you were going to get them to look at your lease, weren't you?
Yeah, I sent it to them on Friday. And, well, basically, Matt's within his rights.
You're kidding.
Yeah, we've been at Bridge Farm since 1978. But our tenancy agreement's under the 1986 Act. Means the landlord can serve a notice to quit on any part of our farm if he gets planning permission.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
What, he can just take over any bit of your farm if he feels like it?
If he can get planning.
That's appalling.
Well, we're going to fight it, of course.
I should hope so.
And according to the TFA, there's a chance we could win. There's some legal precedent, apparently. Case in Glamorgan, I think they said.
Well, that's good.
But we have to prove that losing the barn, losing our packhouse, would have a detrimental effect on the business.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult, should it?
Well, it doesn't have to be the barn, does it? We could use some other building.
What other building?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what the TFA said was we should engage a good farm consultant.
Oh, right, so that's why you want the name of this bloke.
Yeah, the idea is the consultant does a detailed analysis of, you know, the financial consequences.
How it would damage your business.
If we lost the packhouse, yes.
Well, look, I'll give Nick Spring a call. No, hang on, Ruth will know.
Well, the other thing the TFA said was you should try to put pressure on the planning committee.
Well, how are you supposed to do that?
Getting as much local support as we can.
Oh. Well, that'll be easy enough. Everyone's on your side in this.
Not everyone. Brian, for instance.
Brian?
Yeah, you know he's on the board of Borchester Land.
Yeah, but...
He voted for it.
No.
Yeah, he claims he didn't realise what he was voting for. But ignorance is no excuse, is it?
Hello, love.
Hiya, what are you doing back?
I had to get my shopping in.
Well, a bit.
Oh, so I thought I'd drop it home before I go back to work.
Well, looks like you're laying in for a siege.
Oh, well, flour, sugar, eggs, marg, more the baking I've got to do for next Sunday.
Oh, right.
Oh, and I see my lilies are budding up nicely.
What, and the pot's out the front?
Yeah, it's good timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, tell you what, Edward, I wish your Fallon were here this week.
Want to see the lilies?
No, no. Although she'd appreciate them a lot more than some people.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of all the buns and the scones and the biscuits I'm going to bake before Sunday. Now, do you remember at Christmas when we was getting ready for the fair? Her Fallon come round, lent a hand for the baking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was such a big help. And not just getting the work done, she was good company too. Made the time just fly. You must miss her some at rotten.
Yeah.
You heard from her?
Yeah, I just got a text this morning.
Ah, where are they this week?
Glasgow.
Oh, that's a long way, isn't it? You going to see her again soon, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, not while they're in Scotland, obviously.
No, but they'll be somewhere closer next week, won't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Where are they going to be?
I'm not sure.
Are you all right, love?
Yeah, why?
Well, you really are looking awful tired. Didn't you manage to sleep this morning?
Yeah, only for an hour or so.
I thought you was looking a bit peaky when you come in last night.
I didn't go to the pub.
No, but...
And by the time we'd gone and fetched the car home, it didn't seem worth it.
Oh, you go and visit Fallon again. That'll cheer you up a bit.
Mum.
sorry, I'll mind my own business.
I'll be better when I've eaten this lot. I'm starving hungry, that's my problem.
I bought a load more eggs, so you have as many as you want.
Oh,
and how is the car? Did Dad get it going?
Yeah, it's just a bit of muck in the fuel pipe. Sorted out, no bother.
Good.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Lucky Emma came along when she did, wasn't it, eh?
Yeah, I suppose it was.
We ain't never heard the like.
No, took us by surprise and all.
But it's all perfectly legal.
According to the terms of our lease.
Oh, blimey, Dad. We lived at Grange Farm. We had loads of outbuildings we never used. Yeah. So if our landlord had had a mind to it, he could have just waltzed it.
One big difference, Eddie. Your landlord wasn't Matt Crawford.
No. Well, Borchester Land was.
Was it?
Well, we lost the farm, yeah. But I was thinking more of Simon Pemberton. Remember him?
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Well, that's just the kind of trick he'd have pulled. He'd have done anything to get us out.
Sorry about the state of these pipes.
Eh?
Someone put them away without cleaning them out properly. Look at that. Dead snails and all sorts.
Yeah, it's the one still full of water.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, looks like you've got a visitor.
Well?
Ruth Archer.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
David said you wanted to get a hold of the consultant Nick Spring used.
Yeah. TFA said we should employ someone.
His name's Martin Burridge, and he's a really nice man.
Well, I don't think niceness is much help when you're dealing with Matt.
He's very good at what he does, too. Sorted out Nick's problem in no time. Look, there, I've written all the details down for you. If he's not in the office, that's his mobile number.
Oh, right, thanks.
Can I ask you something, Ruth?
I've got the kids in the car.
Won't take a minute. It's just I couldn't help noticing a couple of big signs by the road as you drive in from Borchester, pointing the way to your farm.
Oh, for Farm Sunday, yeah.
Only they're not on your land.
No, we just asked our neighbour if
he'd
mind.
I had a thought.
Yeah?
Instead of just pointing the way to Brookfield, couldn't they direct folks along to Grundysfield as well?
You've got a nerve, Eddie. You really have.
Why?
You want publicity, you do it yourself. Now, look, I must go on.
Oh, this Burridge bloke.
Yeah?
Very posh address he's got.
Office in Felpersham, yeah. It's just near where Usha works.
I suppose he charges an arm and a leg, does he?
I have no idea what his rates are, I'm afraid. But no, I don't suppose he comes cheap.
This is what gets me, you see. We're going to have to spend a lot of money on a battle we never wanted to fight. We may very well end up losing.
Oh, you're not going to lose.
So we'll end up with no packhouse, some monstrous barn conversion across our yard, and seriously out of pocket.
Tony, if there's any justice, they'll refuse planning.
Sometimes it really doesn't feel like it's worth all the effort.
That's very big.
Yes. Now, where did I put the oven glove?
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want me to lift it in for you?
No, I can manage. If you just open the oven door.
Right. Now, be careful.
There we are.
Are we expecting visitors?
Not as far as I know.
Well, then why such an enormous casserole?
I thought I'd make double quantity, so that I can put some in the freezer for you for next week.
Jill, I said I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself.
I know.
I just want you to go away and enjoy yourself.
I shall.
You really don't have to worry about me.
But it is rather a long time since you've had to cope on your own.
I shall manage perfectly well. And if there's one thing I can do, it's cook.
I just thought, in case one day you didn't feel like it, I'd leave a few bits in the freezer.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying one or two of those Chinese recipes.
The ones from Hong Kong?
The ones you weren't too keen on.
Okay. But if you need any special spices or anything, you better tell me now, because I'll be going into
Felpersham. No, I can manage by myself. I don't want you lifting a finger.
All right.
You're to go away, forget about me, and have a lovely time down in Devon with Diana.
I thought you'd gone home hours ago.
I was just having a chat with Oliver. Didn't expect you to still be here.
No, well, neither did I. It's just been one of them days. Had so many hold-ups on the round this morning. Didn't even start bottling till halfway through the afternoon.
Oliver said you had more worried customers.
Yeah, a couple more wanted to cancel.
Why now?
Heard about last week's test, I suppose. The fact that we got more reactors.
You'd think if they were going to cancel, they'd have done it last month when we got the first lot.
Just don't understand, that's the trouble. None of them know what pasteurisation means.
Yeah, they all think it's got something to do with pastures, don't they? The fact the cows are out to grass.
And they talk to their neighbours, and rumours start, and bits of false information gets passed on. So, you have to explain the whole process, but every time I try and do that, it's like, well, you can see people's eyes glazing over, as if they don't want to hear what you're saying.
So we've lost more customers then?
Oh, no. The two this morning, I managed to talk them round.
Oh, good work.
It took some doing, believe me. It's like Ailey says with little kids. You've got to say something at least three times before they twig what you're on about.
Well, Oliver reckons we should do another leaflet.
Oh, no.
We'll educate the customers. That's what he says.
Nah, that's not a good idea. That first leaflet did the damage, if you ask me.
Really?
Well, most people don't even know about the TB. They saw the leaflet and they flew into a panic.
Yeah, but if we explain it to them properly...
They won't read it. Not the whole thing. What happens is they see the word tuberculosis and that's it. No, they screw up the leaflet, throw it in the bin and cancel the milk.
It's just so frustrating.
You know what? Ignorance is doing more damage to this business than the disease itself.
Of course, Oliver's still going on about this theory of his. About the badgers not getting the right minerals.
No, I know. I never stops banging on about it.
Well, you don't think there might be something in it?
Why do you?
Well, I don't know. Well, I was pretty sceptical at first, but... Well, Oliver's found all this scientific stuff on the net.
Can't trust what you read on the internet.
Well, some of it you can.
As far as I'm concerned, the government should stop sitting on the blooming fence. Organise a proper cull. I mean, don't it break your heart seeing them beautiful Guernseys being carted off for slaughter?
Of course it does,
while them badgers are allowed to run around completely unchecked, infecting the rest of the earth.
We don't know that they're the source.
Now, we're down to meet, I guess, a lot of them. Anyway, fancy a pint?
Cheers, Susan.
Ruth.
Oh, hi. You've caught me in the act.
What?
Buying emergency supplies. We've run out of cereal. When I went to the freezer for bread, there wasn't any. So it was either a last-minute dash to the shop or no breakfast tomorrow.
Hmm. You only just made it before closing time.
It's with it being half-term. I haven't had time to do a proper shop. Anyway, how are you?
Fed up.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I was supposed to be having supper with Alan. I even got a taxi back from work because the car's in for a service, but... He's just been called out to a parishioner in Darrington.
Oh, dear.
So I'm at a loose end and without a car.
Do you want to come back to Brookfield?
Oh, no, no, it's okay. I've said I'll see Alan when he gets back.
But in the meantime...
Oh, I've got a difficult case tomorrow, so... I've decided I really should go home and do a couple of hours' work.
Right. And how are things generally?
Okay. Well, things seem to have calmed down, in the parish at least.
Good.
So, fingers crossed.
Are you sleeping any better?
No, not really.
Oh, dear.
Slightest noise, a fox in the garden or an owl hooting, I wake up in a sweat.
Oh, that's not good.
So I'm tired all the time, which doesn't help.
And what about the letters?
Well, I haven't been any more. And it's been, what, 12 days now? I still get a bit nervous opening the post in the morning, but maybe that's it. Maybe it was just empty threats.
Evening!
Oh, hello.
Evening.
Oh, yeah. We're just off to the pub, so can I tempt either of you two ladies?
Oh, I'm afraid I've got work to do.
And I've got starving kids to feed.
But thanks for the offer. I'll see you soon, Ruth.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.
So, how's Fallon getting on?
Oh, fine, yeah.
You've heard from her, have you?
Yeah, she texts me all the time.
Text? Ain't very romantic, is it?
It's how young people communicate, Mike.
Oh, no.
My daughter's at it every 5 minutes.
We're all going to end up with arthritic thumbs and lose the power of speech.
And the band's well received, is it?
Yeah. She says they're getting a good crowd who seem to, well, you know, like their sound.
So where are they this week?
Scotland. They've been in Glasgow. I think it's St Andrews tonight.
You must miss her.
Yeah, of course.
He's been miserable as sin these past few days.
I have not.
Hardly managed to get a civil word out of him.
Well, if I'm a bit miserable, it's because of this blooming TB.
Well, yeah.
You have my sympathy.
Well, we've none of us got much to smile about in that respect.
We've lived through it 3 times in recent years.
Oh, no.
You will survive it.
Yeah, once you've had it, aren't you always looking over your shoulder, waiting for it to strike again?
What's the matter?
Oh, close the door, quickly, close the door.
Okay. It's all right, it's safe now.
Someone was following me.
following you.
I thought I could get here before it got really dark, but then as I came past the shop, the street light was off and I could hear these footsteps.
Go and sit down.
What are you doing?
I'm going to find whoever it is.
No,
I'm not having you scared out of your wits by some sadistic bigot. I'm going to sort this out once and for all.
Oh, but you didn't have to do it tonight.
I was just so embarrassed when I realised we still had it.
Tomorrow would have done, or Friday.
To borrow your suitcase and then forget to give it back. But Pip says thanks anyway.
You're very welcome.
None of ours were smart enough for her.
Did you enjoy the party?
I think so.
Well, it's such a handy little case, this one, with the wheels. Won't you come and sit down?
No, I mustn't stay. I've got clean clothes and swimming things to sort out for the morning. And I did say I'd give Pip a hand with some display boards she's doing for Farm Sunday.
I'm sorry, I shan't be around to help.
So am I. But I dare say we'll cope.
I'm sure you will.
It's quite a big step, you going away on your own, isn't it?
Yes, I can't remember the last time.
Are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to seeing Diana again. We had such a good time together in California.
And she lives in Devon?
Sidmouth.
That's supposed to be a really pretty little town, isn't it?
Yes. Though Diana's warned me I might find a nightlife a little sedate compared with San Francisco.
I should hope so.
Yes. What goes on in some of the bars over there would probably get you arrested in Sidmouth.
Well, you have a lovely time.
I'll do my best.
And don't worry about Phil. We'll keep an eye on him.
If he'll let you.
What?
He's determined to prove he can manage on his own. He won't let me leave him any food, told me not to bother ironing his shirts. When I got the vacuum cleaner out this morning, he said, leave that, I'll do it while you're away.
Oh, really?
So I took him at his word.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Evening, Phil.
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
You were out with your telescope. I don't suppose you heard the doorbell.
Well, look, I must be getting back. I only came by to drop off Jill's suitcase.
Well, while you're here, you must come and have a look at my latest pictures.
Pictures?
Of the stars.
Oh, well...
I've been experimenting, you see.
I really should be going.
Would
I'm
you
sorry.
Let me take a couple of minutes?
Well, all right.
See, you take lots of pictures of a particular star.
If you're not back in 10 minutes, I'll come and rescue you.
And then you layer them one on top of the other. The result's quite spectacular.
Are you quite sure?
I went over the river towards the village and then back the other way past the church. And the only person I saw was, what's his name? Sabrina Thwaite's husband, turning into Grange Spinney.
It wasn't him. I know it wasn't him.
Well, I asked if he'd seen anyone, and he said no. He'd just walked down from the pub, and there was no one else about.
So, I must have imagined it.
Oh, not necessarily.
But I might have.
Darn it, I can't believe I was so stupid.
What?
Letting you walk down here on your own.
Oh, it's not your fault. Oh, I thought I could get here before it got really dark, and it was fine until... just that last few yards from the village.
Yeah, I know. When you leave the lights around the green behind you.
It was just like before.
When you were attacked.
It all came back. The anxiety, the constant looking over my shoulder.
I know.
Thought I'd got over it. I thought it was all behind me, all in the past.
You do your best to bury
it. But it's
it,
as if...
But you can never entirely
as if
forget.
It never went away. And you're probably right. There was no one out there. No one following me. But it felt as if there was.
Oh, darling.
I can't bear to go through all that again, Alan.
I'm so sorry. I should have come to fetch you.
No. You're not to blame yourself. We both know whose fault this is.
Who's she?
Shula in a big mouth. Well, I hope she is happy.
Dad, you didn't mean this to happen.
You know that, do you? You know that for a fact.
She made a terrible mistake and she really regrets it.
Is that what she says?
You mustn't be too hard on her.
Well, she's not the one who has to live with the consequences, is she? She's not getting threatening letters in the post. She's not hearing footsteps and seeing shadows round every corner.
You've got to let it go, love.
Well, I can't just turn the other cheek.
Well, maybe not now, not tonight, but...
No, she knew, you see. She knew perfectly well how hard it was for me at first, living in this village. She knew what a terrible time I had and how long it took for me to come to terms with it. So you can't tell me she didn't understand exactly what she was doing.
She made a mistake, Usha.
No.
No, she's admitted it.
She saw the opportunity and she didn't hesitate to stir it all up again.
You mustn't think like
this. I can't help it.
I know it's difficult.
It's what I feel.
But you've got to let it go.
No, Alan, I can't. I can't.
Adam, what can I do for you?
I thought I'd
should let you know. I've had a call from the regional DNO.
Hiya, the regional who?
The distribution network operator.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Ambridge Heat and Power, our application to sell electricity to the grid.
Oh, right, yeah, gotcha. Us getting connected up to the mains.
Yeah, it's not good news, I'm afraid. They reckon the charge is going to be around 60,000.
You what?
£60,000.
Nah, that's not on.
Well, we don't have much choice. Basically, they can say what they like.
Have you told the others?
I've left a message for David, but I haven't managed to speak to him yet.
Well, look, I'm on my way to another meeting just now, but Annabelle's coming over at 4:30. Can you join us?
What, this afternoon?
Yeah, of course this afternoon.
Well, not really, no.
Well, you're cool, but we need to get this sorted.
Doesn't Dad usually do that?
What?
Put the canes up for the runner beans.
Yes, but I've been asking him for a week when he's going to do it. And he always says, yes, all right, as soon as I finish this picture.
What picture?
He's building up quite a gallery.
Oh, is this pictures of stars?
What else? Oh, this isn't long enough. Can you cut me another piece of twine?
Yep, sure.
About a foot.
Okay. He was telling me on the phone this morning about this new technique he's discovered.
Oh, there you go. Thanks.
Whereby you take several pictures of a star...
And then you merge them all together, and it gives a sort of 3D effect.
Yeah, I thought it sounded rather impressive.
Oh, it is. The first 10 times he shows you.
Oh, I see.
And frankly, Shula, and I know I'm displaying my ignorance here, but when they're blown up on the computer, one star really does look very like another.
So that's why you're going away, is it? To get away from Dad's star pictures.
He had poor Ruth trapped for nearly half an hour last night.
When I rang this morning, he said you'd gone over to Lower Loxley.
Only briefly.
Was that another bid for freedom?
No. I went to pick up a couple of bottles of Nigel's wine to take as a present to Diana.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's jolly nice. You tried it?
Yeah, we had some at the weekend.
While I was there, Nigel insisted on treating me to a guided tour of their new biomass boiler.
Oh, how exciting.
It's rather impressive, actually.
Oh.
Well, not the boiler, which looks just like a boiler. But there's this thing like a vast balloon which holds all the wood pellets. It's enormous.
Well, I suppose it takes an awful lot of wood pellets to heat Lower Loxley.
Oh, that's the reason they had to extend the boiler room.
But it's all up and running now, is it?
Elizabeth's delighted with it. Says it's first time in months she's been able to have a really hot shower.
Are you ready for another piece of twine?
Yes, please. Anyway, how are things with you?
Fine, fine. There you go.
Thanks.
I just came round to say we'll keep an eye on Dad while you're away.
Ruth said the same thing, but I'm not sure he's going to allow anyone in the house.
Why not?
He's very determined to manage on his own. Insists he's perfectly capable of looking after himself and doesn't need mollycoddling.
Oh, right.
But if you could just check occasionally.
Yeah, of course I will.
I mean, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yes, it's only for a week after all.
Yes. Now, how many poles is that?
16.
I think that should be enough. We usually end up growing far too many beans. Now, if you could give me a hand, we need one of the long canes across the top.
Yeah, okay.
And then some more diagonally across to make sure it doesn't blow over.
Oh, let me cut off some lengths of twine first.
So how have you been this week?
Oh, all right.
No more unpleasant phone calls?
No, thank goodness. I think, well, I'm hoping the whole wretched business is blown over.
Haven't seen any more of Usha?
No. But it's really difficult seeing Alan. There's a church warden's meeting tonight. Right, that should be enough twine.
Okay. You take this in.
Mm-hmm. So, is Lillian giving you a hard time?
No more than usual.
Really? I'd have thought with Tony being a brother...
Oh, no. No, Lillian understands that I can't let family loyalties interfere with business decisions.
Even so, she must find it a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, Lillian doesn't really do embarrassment.
No, I don't suppose she does.
I was hoping she'd pass on the odd little nugget...
How do you mean?
Well, she talks to her mum every day, talks to her sister, and obviously they're talking to Tony, and he's telling them what measures they're taking to fight the planning application.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So Lillian knows all what's going on at Bridge Farm, whether she wants to or not.
But she's not saying.
Not a word. Her lips remain sealed. Never knew she had it in her to be discreet.
Pity.
But I have heard on the grapevine that they're employing a consultant.
Well, they'd be foolish if they didn't.
Yeah, though I am a bit surprised at Tony going to that expense. He's a bit of a tight wad. Come. Ah, you made it.
Hope I haven't kept you waiting.
No.
Afternoon, Adam.
Annabelle. Wasn't easy getting away this afternoon.
Well, glad you did. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Matt tells me there's a problem with the grid connection.
Yes. Well, not a problem. It's just, I had a call from the regional DNO to say that to link us to the grid is going to require a considerable upgrade to the local infrastructure.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that was our responsibility.
Exactly.
Well, it is, apparently. The overhead cables will need to be replaced with larger diameter wires, and they'll need to install what they call G59 protection system.
G59?
And various other technical improvements.
What the hell is that?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is. Who's going to pay for it? That's the question.
Well, they're saying we have to.
How much?
60,000.
£60,000? Seems a bit excessive.
It's all right, go on through. Shula, sit yourself down.
Oh, thanks.
Neil may be a few minutes late. I gather he's looking after his little grandson this afternoon.
Oh, I thought George went to Will on a Thursday.
Yeah, not today, evidently.
Neil loves being a grandfather.
He said Emma was held up with the traffic and he's had to wait for her to get home.
I saw them the other day on the green and George was having a tantrum about something and Neil started bullying silly faces and doing pratfalls on the grass. Within a couple of minutes, George was laughing his head off.
Yes. Shula, I'm glad to have a few minutes alone with you.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to have a word. It's about Usha.
Oh, Alan. I was so hoping we could put all that behind us.
Well, yes, so was I.
I've said I'm sorry, and I really mean it. It was such a stupid thing to do, allowing myself to be manipulated like that by a journalist.
The trouble is,
honestly, I have nightmares about it. How could I have been such an idiot?
I know you really regret what
happened. And the worst of it is, people you think you know, who you never expect to be racist. I was on the phone to this woman whose horse is in livery with me, and she congratulated me for speaking out.
What did you say?
Nothing. I was just so shocked.
I see.
I wanted to ring her back and explain, but Alistair said, well, she is a customer after all.
The thing is, Shula,
I know I should have said something, but, oh, I just want to forget the whole wretched business.
So does Usha.
Oh, good.
But she can't. The consequences for her have been devastating. She's gone from being an optimistic, self-assured woman to being suspicious and haunted and anxious. And it's all because, well, you know, she suffered racist attacks in the past.
Oh, of course I know.
It's brought it all back for her. The fear, the constant looking over her shoulder.
Look, Alan.
Her confidence is completely shot to pieces. She's afraid of the dark. She's afraid of being alone.
Alan, I'm sorry for what I did. But those other attacks, you can't... Well, Usha really can't blame me.
That's not the point.
It was years ago. And if anyone's to blame, well, maybe she should go and talk to Roy Tucker.
Shula. Shula,
I won't be held responsible for what happened
this
then.
This isn't helping.
Well, I'm sorry, Alan.
No,
but
listen, you must understand. You betrayed our confidence.
Well, yes, and I've apologised.
No, I'm not talking about what you said to the journalist.
What?
Friends don't do that, Shula. I've always thought of you as my friend, as well as my church warden.
Well, what are you... I don't understand.
I told you in confidence about how badly Usha's family reacted to the news of our engagement.
Yes.
And I expected you to keep it to yourself.
Well, I haven't told anyone.
You threw it in Usha's face.
What?
When she came to see you.
But you told me...
I confided in you as a friend. I trusted you. I didn't expect you to go around repeating what I'd said. You see, this is the root of the problem, isn't it? You can't go around shooting your mouth off, Shula. You've got to think before you speak. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
No, you were right to tell me.
It's just that the state Usha was in last night, I couldn't not say anything. You know? Her peace of mind matters more to me than anything in the world.
Oh, that'll be Neil.
Yeah. Look, I'll go and... are you okay?
Mm.
I'm sorry, I should have waited till after the meeting.
Oh, it's all right.
Are you going to be able to cope?
Yes. Yes, I'll be fine.
Who do these people think they are? Can't we go higher up?
They're who we have to deal with.
It's a bit cheeky, though, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, expecting us to pay for the deficiencies in their infrastructure.
Exactly. If this was Germany, the powers that be would be bending over backwards to help us get this digester plant off the ground, instead of sticking obstacles in our way.
But what they're saying is the infrastructure is perfectly adequate for present capacity.
But Adam, this person you talked to, did he give you any indication that the 60,000 might perhaps be negotiable?
No, it was just, this is what it's going to cost.
And you didn't think to ask?
Ask what?
If the figure was up for negotiation.
It didn't occur to me.
Oh, come on, Adam. First rule of business, everything is negotiable. You never accept the first figure you're quoted. Not for anything. Isn't that right, Annabelle?
Yeah, well, Adam's a farmer, Matt. So he doesn't work in the dog-eat-dog environment that you and I inhabit.
Well, that's a pretty basic rule in any walk of life.
So I gather.
Well, anyway, 60 grand is a lot of money.
Not when you're talking about these grid upgrades. They can run to millions, apparently.
Yeah, well, we're not exactly opening a new power station. This is a tinpot little farm enterprise we're talking about here.
It's a bit more than that.
Yeah, all right, don't get shirty. But you get my drift. We're not about to become a major generator.
Well, no.
I mean, if you ask me, we should have gone for something bigger to start with. If we could have brought in a bit of food waste, it might have made more sense.
Well, anyway, 60,000 still seems a bit over the top to me. Would you mind, Adam, if I made a few inquiries?
No, of course not.
I don't want to be stepping on your toes.
Feel free.
But I think it might be worthwhile engaging a consultant.
That's going to cost, isn't it?
But if a modest outlay can lead to a substantial saving in the long run...
Exactly. What we need is an electrical engineer, someone with the relevant technical expertise.
Mm. Don't think I know anyone like that.
But I do. Would you be prepared to leave this with me, Adam, to see if I can find a way forward?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Come on, you lot. Oh, for heaven's sake. Come on, you. Look, if you just lead the way...
Lambs to the slaughter, eh?
What are you doing here? Go on, you daft animal. Oh, at last.
Oh, they probably know where they're heading.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Really bright animal sheep.
Well, I guess you won't be showing the public this on Farm Sunday, hmm? Cuddle each little lambs off on their final journey.
What do you want, Kenton?
I just came to offer my services.
What for?
I thought you might need a hand on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you were offering to help?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought with Mum being away, you might be a bit short-handed in the tea department.
Oh, an extra pair of hands is always useful. Come on! Oi, oi, oi! Close stragglers, go on! Up you go!
Yeah, and I'm sure Cathy wouldn't mind rustling up a few cakes and things.
Does Cathy know you're volunteering her services?
Well, not yet, but... She often does baking on a Saturday.
It's okay. Mum's already done the honours. We've got a freezer full of cakes and scones.
All right.
But, if you're in the mood to be helpful, you can give me a hand shutting the back of this truck.
Yep, okay.
Ready?
Yep, ready.
Two, three, and... Right.
Dave, do you know how Sheila's doing these days?
I've no idea, Kenton. Why don't you ask her?
Well, might just do that.
Right. All secure at the back.
Cheers, mate.
See ya.
Yeah, a little stroll over to the stables. Just what the doctor ordered.
Are you ill?
Me? No, never better.
Oh. So the cafe just runs itself these days, does it?
Bye, Alice.
Where's she going?
Bristol. She's been collecting sports equipment.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, for this charity she got involved with in South Africa.
Oh, yeah, Tom mentioned he'd picked up some rubber mats.
From the sports centre, that's right. Anyway, Lucas's mum's church is twinned with one in Bristol, so they ship the stuff out.
Ah, good for Alice.
Yeah, she's done well, collected loads of stuff. Anyway, did you want to see me?
No, I just came to drop this off. It's an anniversary card for Brian and Jennifer.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's just with one thing and another I forgot to post it. And I'd hate Jennifer to think I was being, unfriendly.
Yeah, right.
Because of Brian being such... failing to stand up to Matt over this business of our barn.
Yes, that was very short-sighted of him.
You think so?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Well, you and I don't seem to agree on very much these days. The anaerobic digester, the Transition Towns Initiative...
But when it comes to your barn...
GM crops...
Look, Pat, what Matt is trying to do about your barn is utterly beyond the pale. The whole family's on your side in this, even Lillian. No, she hasn't got a good word to say about the way Matt's handled it.
So, you despise his methods...
Absolutely.
...but that doesn't stop you jumping into bed with him when it suits
you. Oh, Pat.
Like when the anaerobic digester project needs bailing out?
It doesn't need bailing out. We just decided a couple of extra partners would make it more cost-effective. It's not easy, after all. It's an expensive business.
What? It'll make you a mint.
There are considerable setup costs, Pat, including some we didn't anticipate.
Oh?
Yes. But you're right. In the long run, nothing we can't handle. And ultimately, of course, it will be both profitable and environmentally friendly. Anyway, your barn. David said you've got a consultant coming in.
Yes, this afternoon. He's going to look at how we use it and assess what effect it would have on our business if we lost it.
Well, good luck.
Well, don't you have minions to do that for you?
Oh, hi, Kenton.
Dear me, I thought the idea of being boss was to delegate all the nasty jobs to lesser mortals.
Oh, like you do.
Oh, well, you sit in your ivory tower polishing your nails.
So lesser mortals are running jacks this morning, are they?
Well, you know, it's a good idea occasionally to demonstrate to your staff just how much you trust them. Besides, I worked bank holiday Monday. Thought I deserved time off in lieu.
Really?
Anyway, look, you haven't answered my question.
What question?
Why are you spending this beautiful morning mucking out stalls?
Oh, Kenton.
What? What's the matter?
I was in the office trying to deal with some paperwork, but my mind just kept going over. I had to come out here and do something physical.
But your mind just kept going over what?
This whole business with Usha.
Oh, come on. That was weeks ago. Everyone's forgotten about it.
No, they haven't. Usha certainly hasn't.
Why? What has she said?
Nothing to me. But I saw Alan last night. We had a church warden's meeting and... Well, I went there expecting it to be just the usual church business. Only Neil was a bit late, and Alan took the opportunity to... Well, basically to tell me I've ruined Usha's life.
You're kidding.
I'm not, Kenton. He was really quite brutal.
What, Alan?
Yeah, I know. It was so unlike him. I couldn't believe it.
What exactly did he say?
Well, I knew Usha had received threatening letters. She waved one in my face. But I thought she was just angry and she'd get over it. But according to Alan, she's... Well, it's brought back the memories of when she was attacked. Do you remember?
Well, it was before I came home.
It was when she first moved into the village.
Yes, I know what happened.
Oh, it was horrible. It was appalling what happened to her. But it was nothing to do with me. And yet now, I seem to be getting the blame for everything bad that's ever happened to her.
Alan said that?
I've never denied I was an idiot, and that what I said to the journalist was foolish and mistaken.
It was a slip of the tongue.
Well,
look, I do that sort of thing all the time. I'm always getting hauled over the coals for opening my mouth and putting my foot in it.
That's what Alan accused me of.
Oh, well, that is not fair. Well, you're the soul of discretion compared to me.
The way he was talking, it was as if he could never trust me again, and that's what hurts, Kenton.
Yeah, sure.
He and I had a really good relationship. We were such good friends. And now, suddenly, because Usha... Because she won't let it go...
Well, she has had a pretty traumatic time.
Yes, I know. But I can't help feeling...
Is it worth it?
What?
Well, is it worth putting up with all this aggro?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems the whole thing's got so out of proportion. I just wish Usha would...
What?
Oh, she's never forgiven me, you know, since that business with Richard Locke.
Oh, yeah, no, come
no,
on.
No, she's never forgiven me for that.
Oh, surely she's put that behind. I mean, she's about to marry another man, for heaven's sake.
I just... Oh, I can't help it, Kenton. I just know that if it had been anyone else who'd spoken to that journalist, it would have all been forgotten by now.
Ruth's going to be another half hour.
I'll come back later, shall I?
No.
You can talk to me. I'll bring her up to speed. Fancy a cup of tea?
Wouldn't say no.
Okay, come on then. Now, you said on the phone that they're saying that we've got to cough up 60 grand to get connected.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot more than we were expecting.
I know. Came as a bit of a shock. But, hey, looks like you got a visitor.
Oh. All right, Tony.
Oh, no.
What?
I saw Pat this morning. She was in a particularly waspish mood.
Well, they've got a genuine reason to feel aggrieved at the moment.
I know, I know.
Afternoon. Is Ruth around?
Oh, she's milking.
Oh, thought she'd have finished by now.
We do have a few more cows than you, Tony.
Tom did mine this afternoon.
Anyway, if you want to go into the parlour...
No, you'll do. Just wanted to say thank you, that's all.
What for?
Putting us on to Martin Burridge.
Oh, the farm consultant.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a nice bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, very nice. More to the point, he really knows what he's talking about.
So, what, he reckons you can get this planning application thrown out?
Well, he's not making any promises, obviously. But he looked at how we used the barn. Well, it's a shame he couldn't come on Wednesday, really. Because when Tom's doing the veg boxes, we use every available inch of space. But even so...
He could see that it's a vital part of your business.
Yeah, well, it's not just a pack house. We use it for storage. We use it to trim and prepare the vegetables.
You don't have to convince me, Tony.
So what happens now?
Well, he's going to prepare a report, which he'll send us early next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah. For the first time in ages, I actually feel as if there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just on my way down to the village to buy a couple of bottles of wine. I reckon Pat and I've earned it this week.
Hey, listen, you know what you said about getting as much local support as possible?
Yeah, I think you've got the entire village on your side.
So, if public opinion matters at all...
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, eh? Anyway, must be off. Oh, and give my thanks to Ruth.
Yeah, sure. See you.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Talking of consultants...
What?
I rang Matt yesterday after I got this news from the DNO and was immediately summoned to a meeting with him and Annabelle.
Really?
Yeah, she's firmly of the opinion that we should get a consultant to look at what's actually involved.
Oh, you're kidding.
Someone with a bit of expertise in electrical engineering.
But if we go down the route of hiring consultants every time we hit a bit of a snag, the cost is just going to spiral out of control.
Well, I don't know.
This is just what I was afraid of going into business with Matt. He takes over. I mean, after last week's meeting, Ruth and I felt like we'd been completely sidelined.
I know,
yeah,
but...
And he's a loose cannon. It's like this business with Tony's barn. If there's a few grand to be made, go for it, and never mind who you upset in the process.
Look, I know it feels like he and Annabelle are trying to hijack the whole thing.
It's really not what Ruth and I had in mind when we signed up for this project.
But on the other hand, she seems pretty confident that we won't have to cough up the 60k.
Really?
Yeah, if we can get an expert to look into it. Okay, that'll cost us a few hundred, but she reckons it could save us thousands. Anyway, she's going to do some research and come up with a name for us.
All right.
I know it goes against the grain, David, but Annabelle knows what she's talking about. And if she's going to save us money...
Then I suppose we just have to grit our teeth and accept. All right.
Do you want the corkscrew?
Is it screwed up?
Oh, gosh, I'm ready for this.
I think we've earned it.
Yeah. And I have to say, things don't look quite as grim as they did last weekend.
Oh, we're not out of the woods yet.
I know, but nevertheless, Martin Burridge really cheered me up.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he? There you go. It's only village shop plonk.
Oh, it'll do me.
Thought we should hold off on the champagne till we've actually sent Matt and his planning application packing.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Not bad for village shop plonk.
Yeah, quite drinkable, isn't it?
Oh, I have to say, Tony, there's nothing like this sort of crisis to bring the family together. Tom and Helen have been fantastic.
Haven't they been great? You know, I didn't ask Tom to milk this afternoon. He just turned up and announced he was doing it.
And Helen's done a brilliant job spreading the word, getting public opinion on our side.
Yeah.
I think we can safely say we're winning the public relations war.
People are genuinely shocked, aren't they?
From what Adam said, things aren't going too well with the anaerobic digester project either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, reading between the lines, I reckon it could yet fail to get off the ground.
Well, let's just concentrate on our barn, shall we? If we can save that, I really won't care about anything else.